Today is the No Borders Day of action during the week-long protest at the Copenhagen Climate Summit. Today, activists are targeting the Danish Ministry of Defence to highlight the fate of climate refugees. The protest comes at a time when global economic policies and war are causing mass murder on a mass global displacement. What we're seeing is that climate change and militarization are causing displacement to hundreds of thousands of people. We're seeing the people all over the world are already dying of the impact of climate change now because of floods and drought and famine. It's not something abstract. It's not something 50 years down the line. It's happening now. And we need to stand in solidarity with those already displaced. And so we're making the connections between governments who are just putting up their borders and the rich industrialized nations who, the majority of the time, have caused the problems, have caused the pollution, which is causing communities in the global south to suffer. They're putting up their borders. And we're saying we have to open borders and have freedom for movement for all and recognize climate refugees within the United Nations sanctions as a concept. We've had 14 climate summits. This is the 15th. And we're still seeing no significant action. We're saying that we actually have to take the issue into our own hands. The UN have been failing us. And we're not going to stand for it anymore. And we've got to recognize that we cannot be addicted to fossil fuel growth anymore.